Thank you very much. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, especially Melissa Stefanini, who is a graduate student of mine at the University of Tennessee. And the research that I'm going to report on today comes out of her, was part of her master's thesis while she was at the University of Tennessee. We also had other co-authors from Mississippi State, University of Missouri, and Louisiana State University. A lot of the individuals that are co-authors on this project were part of the USDA NRCS project that collected the farm-level data or field-level data that I'm reporting on in this analysis. Just to give a little bit of background, there's a lack of information about the profitability and risk management potential of optical sensing. Think of the GreenSeeker and the Yaris technologies, along with variable rate technology, to manage nitrogen use in cotton production in the Mississippi Basin region that includes the states of Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee. USDA NRCS is very interested in ways to manage and more efficiently on farm fields to reduce nutrient and sediment load and waterways within the region. And so these precision ag technologies have the potential to reduce the amount of N used in cotton production, perhaps use it more efficiently, and perhaps provide increased profit and risk management benefits to the grower. So the focus of this presentation today is to evaluate the risk management potential of optical sensing and BRT to manage nitrogen use in cotton fields. And we're going to look at four different measures: lint yields, nitrogen fertilizer, nitrogen production use efficiency, and profitability through partial net returns. And we're going to compare a couple of precision ag strategies with the farmer end management strategy using data for farm fields. And so the farm trials that are reported in this analysis occurred from 2011 to 2014 in four different states. You can see the counties that are colored up there are the location of the trials, and we had 21 fields and 29 site years of data. The fields were divided into strips. There were 9 strips in a field with 10 subplots in each field, and then there was 3 different treatments were randomly assigned to those plots, with each treatment being replicated 3 times. The first treatment is what farmers were doing on the field, and then we had 2 variable rate treatments, one using optical sensing to determine how N was applied, and then optical sensing plus additional information, which was usually yield monitor and remote sensing information, to apply nitrogen as treatment 3. We used the data to look at it a couple different ways in terms of an expected outcome and then a downside risk type measure outcome for lint yields, nitrogen fertilizer, nitrogen production use efficiency, and net returns. And so for each treatment, variable rate treatment, we subtracted off the farmer practice yields, nitrogen efficiency, and net returns, and then analyze different factors that influenced it based on soil characteristics, landscape characteristics, and weather. And we used the Schabenberger and Pierce on-farm experimentation model to control for the different sources of variation that occurred in the field and across fields in the study. As I said, we looked at a number of different fixed effects as far as soil, landscape, and weather. So we had different soil characteristics that we got from the Sergo database and associated with each subplot in each field of the experiment. So water holding capacity, organic matter, soil erosion index using the universal soil loss equation, soil depth, soil texture. Then we also got elevation from the U.S. Geological Survey database, and then also growing degree days calculated from the PRISM database. And so the idea here was to see what kind of characteristics influence the differences between variable rate and the former practice in terms of nitrogen use on each subplot. We also tried to control for replication, farm replication treatment year and subplot variation. We also used the LOGIT mixed model to look at downside risk, basically the probability that the precision ag treatment would produce an outcome that's lower than the farmer practice. And again, we looked at yields, nitrogen fertilizer use, nitrogen production use efficiency, and net returns. And we used the same set of fixed effects or explanatory variables as we did with the mean differences model. And so then we could calculate odds ratios and probabilities of having an outcome for the VRT that's either lower or higher than the former practice. So this gives the yields, nitrogen rates, nitrogen efficiency, and net returns by each location and year in the study. And here are the different field, soil, landscape, and weather characteristics for each of the fields with elevation, soil texture, sand, silt, clay, and loam, and then soil erosion index. So if we have a higher number, it indicates that the soil in that subplot is more subject to erosion. And then also water holding capacity, organic matter, soil depth, and growing degree days. So just before we get into the results, a little bit about nitrogen use efficiency. That's simply lint yield divided by the corresponding N rate for a particular treatment. And we're using it for a proxy for efficiency and providing environmental benefits from the use of precision ag technology. Another thing before we get into the results, our calculation of net returns was based on the revenue that you get from the crop, lint yield times lint price, but also the equip payments that a farmer might get in each field for each state, which differ. And then we subtracted the expenses for the information for the optical sensing and then application and nitrogen costs in determining net returns. So just give you an overview of the results from the regressions. Main thing I want to have you take from this before I describe it more in words in the next few slides is that the intercept here represents sand. That's the reference variable for our 401 soil texture variables. And other than the VRT3, which is also a dummy variable, representing the difference for variable rate treatment 3, or 2, I should say, the others are continuous variables. So let's first look at lint yield mean differences. And so we're going to first look at where the precision ag treatment was lower than the farmer practice. So on silt or loam texture soils relative to sand, lint yields were lower. They were also lower for fields at higher elevations, fields at locations with low, warmer temperatures. So it indicates that precision ag might not be a good option on fields with these attributes. Then if you look at the other side, where the precision ag technology provides a higher yield than the farmer practice, this is indicated on soils with higher organic matter, deeper soils, or more erodible soils. So with higher organic matter, there's probably more available nitrogen on those soils, thus higher yields. On soils with a higher soil erosion index, it may have required more N to be put on, which resulted in higher yields. Looking at fertilizer rate mean differences, first where The fertilizer rates were lower with the precision ag compared to the farmer practice. This happened on the sand, silt, and loam soil textures and on deeper soils, where nitrogen fertilizer rates were higher for the precision ag technologies relative to the farmer practice. That was clay soil texture, soils with greater water holding capacity, more erodible soils, fields with warmer temperatures, and then also for the variable rate treatment 3, or the optical sensing plus the additional information treatment, it also applied more nitrogen relative to the farmer practice. In terms of nitrogen efficiency, the instances where it was lower for the precision ag technologies compared to the farmer practice, clay soil texture compared to sand, more erodible soils and fields with warmer temperatures. So fields with more erodible soils and warmer temperatures likely needed to have more nitrogen put on. Where nitrogen use efficiency was higher with the precision ag technology, the loam soil texture, and soils with higher organic matter. In terms of net return differences, where it was lower with the precision ag technology compared to the farmer practice, the silt soil texture and higher elevation fields. In terms of where it was higher for the precision ag strategy compared to the farmer practice, it's on the sand soil texture, soils with higher organic matter, and deeper soils. In terms of measuring kind of the downside risk of a particular VRT strategy, here I'm reporting the calculated odds ratios for the significant variables for yields, nitrogen rates, production use efficiency, and net returns. But just to describe it in words, for lint yields, for the soil, silt soil texture, the precision ag yields were 3.6 times more likely to be lower than the farmer practice yields when you had a silt soil. So there was about a 78% probability that lint yields were lower with the precision ag strategy compared to the farmer practice. And then, so a field with a soil, silt soil texture could probably benefit from keeping the current practice rather than using the variable rate practice. The precision ag strategy on loam soils were 2.3 times more likely to have lower yields than the farmer practice. This translates to about a 69% probability that the precision ag strategy had lower yields than the farmer practice. And so it indicates that on loamy soils, they'd likely benefit from just keeping the farmer practice rather than using precision ag strategy. In terms of nitrogen fertilizer, for the silt soil texture, you had about a 24% probability of the farmer practice having a lower nitrogen rate than the variable rate or precision ag strategy. So this translates into about a 76% chance that the precision ag strategy generated lower nitrogen rates than the farmer practice. However, on the loam soil texture, the farmer practice rates generated about a 27% probability that the farmer practice produced a lower nitrogen rate than VRT. And so, again, a field with these conditions might benefit from the use of precision ag for environmental benefits. In terms of nitrogen production use efficiency on clay soils, there's almost 100% probability that the precision ag produced a lower nitrogen efficiency than the farmer practice. So it's unlikely that you'd improve nitrogen use efficiency on clay soils compared to the farmer practice. For loam soils, the precision ag strategy was 32% probability that it was lower than the former practice. And so there's about a 2 in 3 chance of higher end use efficiency using the precision ag strategy compared to the former practice. Finally, in terms of net returns, there was about a 77% chance that the variable rate had lower net returns than the former practice, and so fields with silt soils wouldn't benefit from the precision ag practice in terms of profits. On the other hand, for loam soils, the probability of downside risk for this is 75%, so again, fields with these soil conditions would be better suited to just keeping the former practice than switching to the precision ag practice. So we weren't looking at whole field returns, we were just trying to get an indication of what conditions in terms of soils, landscape, weather, where precision ag would be profitable and provide risk management benefits. And so in general, precision ag strategies provided benefits on soils with greater water holding capacity, higher organic matter, and deeper soils. On the other hand, fields with silt loam texture soils would also likely benefit from VRT or precision ag strategy in terms of nitrogen cost savings and environmental benefits because you have a high probability of optical sensing producing lower nitrogen rates than the current farmer practice. And finally, the probability of enhanced nitrogen production use efficiency is more likely on loam textured soil, but that comes at the cost of lower yields and lower net returns. So in general, there's some indication that there's some benefits in certain conditions, but overall, it's hard to find general profitability with these practices. And with that, I'll try and answer any questions.
We have a few minutes for questions. Does anybody have one?
So, if I take record, you're saying limited benefit in that initial data. So, if you are doing more of a sensing operation, you're seeing limited benefits to yields.
Say again? Yeah.
Seems like you're seeing a limited benefit in terms of yields.
Yes. Right,
so
yes.
Maybe just the fact that there's some issues in terms of how variable rates and things are applied with this additional data, like maybe the data is being interpreted correctly, or the associated applications with those observations are being correctly applied.
I tend to think that there wasn't enough kind of variation within field conditions to give that kind of, where variable rate would be an advantage. You'd find some advantages as we saw it here, but in general, there perhaps wasn't enough variation there to result in it being more profitable. We didn't, because rainfall and growing degree days or temperature are highly correlated okay. with each other, so we chose one.
Thank you very much.